Sound of that. Thank you, Julie, for putting that up. And welcome to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And it's good to be back. I missed the show, and it seems like a long ways between Thursday and Tuesday. But anyway, you know, I think we ought to declare, I'd like to declare July National Tyranny Awareness Month. You know, I look around on advertisements and boxes. And they have, you know, the cancer awareness and the children this and the that kind of thing is the awareness. And why not, you know, we have Black Awareness and Black History Month and just all kinds of things that we should be paying attention to. But I find it very, very strange that in the country of the free, the home of the free and the brave, that there's no National Tyranny Awareness Month. I mean, isn't that weird? Did tyranny just get up and leave the world? What made tyranny get up and leave the world? What I think is that nobody knows what it is, and they've gotten rid of the concept of it, the idea of it, and the definition of it, and it's running wild and rampant, and nobody's calling it what it really is. It ought to be a study of what lawful government is and what unlawful government is, or tyranny. You know, just because you have guys walking around in soldier uniforms and policemen in policeman uniforms and judges in robes and you're electing people to sit in office, does that mean that it's lawful? How many people do you know talk about the dissolution of government? You know, it's a real thing for governments to dissolve themselves from within, by the very people who are sitting in the offices of it, because they are ignorant and are either wicked and do things intentionally to dissolve the country, or they are so ignorant they do things that do it by default or miscarriage. The United States of America is just gone, folks. I mean, I wish it wasn't that way, but that's what the evidence points to. The evidence shows, and you know, the more I talk about this, and more people hear me, so and the more evidence, the more things that we deal with from day to day that pop up, it's beginning to be pretty evident that old Ron's got something here, and it wasn't me. I didn't make this stuff up. This is all right out of John Locke. Second Treatise of Government. Man, he wrote that stuff, 300 years ago. So, I want to describe the way government is run today, this so-called government thing. we worry about the elections. You know, somebody stole the election. I don't want to make my friends and the very few friends I have in the Patriot movement upset, but I actually believe that Trump didn't win that election. I really believe he didn't win it. Now, there may have been a whole lot of theft and stealing and everything, but from what I see in this little old bitty country town that I live in, and the people walking around this very day with masks on, I saw a guy ate lunch today out at a hamburger joint, and when you eat inside, and there's a man my age, maybe just a couple of years older, he's wearing a mask, and he's trying to drink a soda pop with a straw through his mask. He raised up the bottom of his mask and stuck the straw in there. This guy has swallowed the whole enchilada. I mean, he took the bait, the hook, the whole thing. This guy has got to turn his damn television set off. This guy has been ruined. At this late date, the mandate, mask wearing mandate, has been removed. Everybody in the restaurant was not wearing a mask this time, but this one guy, he's still raising up the bottom of it and sucking through a straw, as if this mask did anything to start with. And here's what I'm saying: the mass media cartel is controlling the entire country, not government. Government today is a useless institution. It's a useless thing. And it's actually run by eventocracy. Events are bought and paid for by the super wealthy, creating an incident that government then is called upon by social pressure to fix the problem. Well, the problem was bought and paid for by the very people that are encouraging it to be fixed, and this is how they control it. Why go to government and try to argue anything on the basis of logic and sound thinking and sound principles of government? See, they don't do that anymore. They don't research anything. They don't investigate anything. They just react to events. And these events are bought and paid for by the super wealthy who have already overthrown our government. And they control it through these events. And do I care who they elect now to sit in one of these seats in a dissolved government that sits there and just reacts to events? I don't care whether they steal the things or even have an election. The idea of an election elections do not create lawful government. Once government has been dissolved by the process of altering its constitutional provisions by law without the required amendment or approval by the people or their states respectively, that is dissolution. And you know, you don't have to alter every provision of the Constitution before you dissolve it. That'd be an absurdity, wouldn't it? I mean, can't you imagine altering every provision by law except one, that it has to be something has to happen on Thursday of the 25th year or something like that? I mean, it's ridiculous. So when does a constitution, when is it dissolved? Well, some people will say, well, it's never dissolved. You never can dissolve a constitution. I've heard people say that. Well, the United States Constitution can never be dissolved. It is eternal in wonderment. Well, I'm sorry, but that's just nonsense. All constitutions, they're just merely social contracts. And any contract can be dissolved. And by the same process, by those that are altering it unilaterally without the approval of those that are under it. And that's what's happened in America. So I don't have to prove that every provision of the U.S. Constitution has been altered by law without an amendment to show it's dissolved. All I have to do is show one. Yeah, it's just that simple. And I'm gonna also say, if you've anybody who believes that these things are eternal, I mean, it's kind of nice to think, well, you know, we'll just get people to go back, or the government can just, you know, they can do something and get it all right again, or let's go take America back. All these terms have no definition. Take America back and get our country back is like, you know, you go to the garage, your broom's broken, and you get some tape and you put it around the thing so you tape the thing. That's not fixed. You don't fix governments by that kind of thing. You know, you go back and get it and put some tape around it. No, you literally, when a government is dissolved, what happens is the people in those offices no longer have authority. They can't act to do anything. They can't act to reinstitute the Constitution. They can't do anything. They're just some jerks sitting in some chairs. So the idea that the dissolved government is holding elections and putting people in office and therefore that's lawful is just malarkey. And to those who believe that these things should be eternal, I will show you how evil that is. That is the perfection of tyranny on the earth by Satan. If it was true that a social contract was good forever and you must constantly be vigilant over every term and you can't, you know, well, I will say it would be eternal if the government in place that it created would constantly be in conformity with its terms of with its constitutional terms. Yeah, it would go on forever. But it's not true that it goes on if they violate them, or not only violating doesn't dissolve it, but altering the terms by law does. That is dissolution. And see, I don't think most people in office really understood that. And they just, you know, they just got into there and thinking about, we want to do this and we want to go there. And so we'll do this. And pretty soon they ended up with something that's not operating as it's supposed to under the law, under the Constitution. But anyway, so I think all these things, these events that have happened, Waco, or the Oklahoma Murrow Building bombing, the 9/11/01, Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, the Marjorie Douglas High School, the COVID-19 pandemic. These are all just a long list, and this is just going to keep on going, folks. It's just going to be one event after another, because we no longer live in a society where legislatures and senates meet and discuss and investigate and bring in all kinds of people from every walk and every perspective to get a full and total view of anything before making laws. They simply react to a bought and paid for event. And that's nothing but tyranny. That's rule by passion. The forefathers warned us about that. Do not rule by passion. That's why the Senate has a longer period of service. The Senate is supposed to be passionless and be in there for a long period to maintain sound government. But, you know, most people today, they don't know these principles, so they don't act on them. Well, then I want to bring up here now with this. I want to focus now on COVID-19 pandemic, another event. This pandemic has no numerical definition. So the society, the people at large cannot look out and find a definition for it and say, well, on their own. See, they can't on their own say the pandemic is over. They have to wait for the CDC, the experts, and all of them to declare it over. Well, guess what? When that is? That's when every American, every baby over 6 months old, every human being in America has an injection of some kind of new caca, some kind of new concoction. Yeah, that's when it's over, because that's the object and the aim of this new event. So don't think that we come to a point and they just say, well, they're making a statement. No, that it's all over. Are you kidding? No, it's gonna continue until they make every person that doesn't get an injection into some kind of evil person that's trying to overthrow society or wreck the health and keep disease running rampant. When in fact the government has no authority whatsoever to eradicate disease from the face of the earth, just as they have no authority to eradicate hate or evil or ugly or fat or skinny or any other general category of the human condition. No, they don't. They have no such authority. Why? Because I don't have it. I don't have authority to eradicate disease. I can't tell my neighbor to get a shot of some kind of concoction somebody made up. I mean, I just don't have authority. And if I don't have authority for it, I can't delegate it to the government. And since you're just like I am, you're equal with me in every way, you don't have it either. So you can't delegate it. Well, that's what government is, the delegation of the authority of each individual to protect their own life, liberty, and possessions. That's it. In a nutshell, it is not bigger than that. That is lawful government. And anything that goes outside of that is unlawful government or tyranny. So, I can't believe that we have these. I saw it on television the other night. They've picked out 12 people who are, they call them the dirty or the misinformation dozen. And Mark Anderson had a good name for it. He called them the dirty dozen. So now they've selected the dirty dozen who are spinning misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine. I can't even believe they call it a vaccine, because it's not really a traditional vaccine either. So guess who's using misinformation? Talk about misinformation. That's the mass media cartel. They are experts in misinformation. That's our whole problem in America, is misinformation. And it's not coming from little guys on Facebook and little radio shows on the side. That's not where this trash and tyranny is coming from. It's coming from the major networks, the billionaires that own this stuff. They have the audacity to point at a few little people that are trying to be heard in this sea of misinformation. You could hardly blame this dirty dozen for the condition of the United States. Well, I want to demonstrate, and I think we're coming up on a break here pretty soon, but when we come back, I want to touch on this a little bit about the authority of the state to eradicate disease versus just protect the individual's right to do what he wants to about it. So, and after that, I want to take phone calls at the bottom of the hour on. Thank you. Hang on.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Take your baby by the hand and make her do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe.
Wow, thank you, Julie. I really like that tune. Well, here Mark Anderson is with us, and he'll come on at the bottom of the hour and join us. And but anyway, I wanted to just kind of finish up. I'm kind of glad I don't think we need to get into the details about this medical aspect of all these injections and so-called vaccines and things, because that's really one of the tactics involved in eventocracy. They use experts to shut up the population. The population does not feel adequate enough to comment on deep medical and research matters. So they've always got you with these experts. And same thing with 9/11. There were very few people that could argue anything about the collapse of the Twin Towers and Building 7, 47-story building next to them, which was not hit by a jet. And few people felt strongly, you know, again, they use experts and ones that'll go along with it. And so it's very difficult to argue these things on the event itself. And so it puts us all at a disadvantage. I mean, how many of us are virologists and work in a lab? You know, how can we argue with these people? And you read some of this stuff they publish about it. Well, you know, how would you argue any of it? So unless you're a virologist, and that's some of them have come out and argued it. My main point is government doesn't have a right to eradicate disease. They have a right to protect each individual in determining what is best for them in any event. Now, if a vaccine or an injection is good, those who take it are protected. Amen. If they're not protected, no one should take this stuff. I'm serious. If you're not protected from every other person in America that has COVID-19, if by taking that injection you are not protected, then don't take it because it's no good. The idea that everybody in the world has to take a vaccine in order for anybody to be safe is an absurdity. I mean, somebody that would suggest that should be laughed out of the room. So let's not go there. If it's good and those who want to be protected from it, they can take it, and then they should shut up because they're protected. And the government should shut up. The government should protect those who don't want it just as much as they protect those who do want it. That's what lawful government does. It doesn't go around trying to eradicate a disease by forcing everybody to take it or they can't enter society. That, ladies and gentlemen, is tyranny, the exercise of power without authority. Let's start July. Let's name July National Tyranny Awareness Month. And let's come up with some projects to show that we understand what tyranny is and we don't like it and we ain't going to have it. We don't have to have it. God is not the author of tyranny. He is the author of freedom and liberty. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. So, anyway, I'm hoping a break is coming up because I probably need a glass of water or something like that, and I calm down here a minute. But anyway, that's what the government is limited in its authority, and I think that's one reason they haven't jumped all over me on my Facebook page, because I got a bunch of stuff on there. But very little of it is about the medical part of it. It's all about lawful authority. And if we stuck with that, we wouldn't have to be experts in all this. You wouldn't have to be an expert in architecture and structural engineering to protect your life, liberty, and property after somebody blows up our buildings, no matter who did it. And the same thing with this COVID-19. We can protect our property without having to be physicians. Anyway, hang with us. We'll be right back. Mark will join us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I think my internet is breaking up here a little or something. Can you hear me? You there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, sorry about that. It seemed like the song was going in and out from where I was anyway. As I was saying, we were talking about the Eventocracy and the need for a Tyranny Awareness Month. And also exposing the erroneous view or concept that government has the authority to eradicate disease from the face of the earth. It only has authority to protect the right of each individual to determine what is best for them in terms of their health, their life, their liberty, and their possessions. And government should come running to those who don't want to take a vaccine, and they should come running to those who do want to. So anybody trying to prevent somebody from getting one should be in trouble. Those who are trying to force others to take one, they should be in equal trouble. And so, anyway, that's my view. And what do you say, Mark?
Well, certainly, yeah. I've compared it before, Ron, to a referee in a ball game. As long as the referee does not take sides and only interposes or operates to make sure there's a clear and fair set of rules that are applicable to all with no favoritism toward any one party, but protecting each party equally, then that referee is providing or engaging in an honest and fair service. But if that referee decides to tackle one side or the other of in terms of the football game and is no longer impartial, then he becomes an operative in a crooked or fraudulent enterprise. So
yes,
that's a good way to think about it. You know, government can be an impartial referee, and he cannot operate in any way that allows any element of the players in the game, you might say society, that allows them to have some sort of unfair or undue advantage over the rest of society. Government's job is to prevent any one part of society, public or private, from becoming dominant, not
Amen.
To become a domineering force itself. And
sure.
that happens, of course, largely because the bankers and the financial powers shifted the rules of the game, and now it's no longer possible to have an impartial operation of society because the deck is stacked in favor of powerful financial interests. So any would-be government that tries to be an impartial referee is quickly called to the sidelines and told, look, you're going to operate on behalf of those that have all the chips.
Yes.
You're not going to be the impartial referee. And that's basically what's happened. The financial powers have bought off government as being an impartial arbiter and made it into an enforcer rather than being something that prevents any other elements from becoming a dominant enforcer. So
yeah,
that's what's happened.
Yeah, and I'd call that an overthrown government. It's just simply overthrown. And I also believe that the mass media cartel should be broken up severely because, see, they're
yes.
doing the same thing. True media should cover everybody. Instead of being able to come along and target 12 individuals who have a little Facebook page and make them out to be the evil demons of the world, advocating the staying away from vaccines, those people should be on mainstream television. If they would have brought in Joseph Merkula and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and put them on ABC and NBC and CBS and let them air out what they feel, and Sherry Tenpenny and these people they have, these 12, they shouldn't be on this page here about spreading hate and misinformation. They should be on national television, and everybody could judge for themselves. But here's what they're saying. Now, let's compare that to that's true journalism. That's true television. That's true providing a service for people. But the idea that we just have this one unified voice across all mainstream mass media who are able to pick out those and demonize whoever they want to, this thing's totally out of control. This whole thing is illegal, unlawful, and tyrannical.
Yeah, just as a government fails to be government when it's no longer an impartial referee, journalism fails or ceases to be journalism when it's no longer a balanced forum.
Correct.
And there's a complete lack of balance. Now, there's a clarifying thing in the modern parlance of journalism. One time, the late, great Jim Tucker and I were sitting at the National Press Club beating back a couple of beers. we had been trilateral hunting that day, and we were thirsty. And he goes, well, you got to remember, Mark, in his classic Virginia accent, he goes, we at AFP, we're not exactly impartial, but you got to remember that we don't make any bones about it, that we are a form of advocacy journalism. And as long as you state up front that you're advocacy journalism of a certain kind, then you're being honest and you're expected to have a certain, let's say, populist or constitutionalist worldview. He says the problem is, let me finish. He said the problem is the mainstream media, they're also advocacy journalism, but they don't say that up front. And
that's right.
So they pose as being completely impartial and beholden to none, beholden to no special interest, but they are. See, so what it is like American Free Press will say up front, it's against the New World Order and pro-Constitution, so we're a particular kind of journalism. But we say
right.
that up front, and people know what to expect. But ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, they claim to be completely impartial, but they're another form of advocacy journalism, but they don't say that.
Yes.
They don't make that clear up front.
You know, I think in every publication and in every broadcast, they ought to say, here is the bias of the program. This is
right.
what, and simplified, have a, like a simple short paragraph saying, this is the bias that we hold, and then do the show.
Right.
And then, of course, if they wanted to be really honest, they would do the other side of it as well and still state their own bias. But they're just doing none of that. They won't even touch the people that hold different views. They are just ignored totally. They have no airtime whatsoever. And here
yeah,
they
I'll,
have the audacity to come out and make these people the dirty dozen.
Right. I'll point out another point of clarity that Tucker and I talked about. And I practiced it. I practiced it, and he did too. Like if I do an article critical of the Forum on Global Cities or the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, as I often do, even then I still put in significant text, Ron, that explains their point of view.
Right.
I still, even though I disagree with it, even though I think it's counterproductive and anti-constitutional and anti-freedom, I still give their viewpoint. If someone reading the article would still understand what their point of view is. I don't censor them. I challenge them, but I don't censor them.
Yes, and that's what we're getting. We're getting our total. We are under total censorship in America. That's what it is. And now they're even angry that some of these piddly social platforms like Facebook, which is mostly just garbage about, you know, I went and bought a pair of shoes, and my grandmother's ill, and but. They're mad because a few people are able to have a little something out in the public. I mean, it's hypocrisy, total hypocrisy.
Yeah, they don't want any countervailing viewpoint out there. And I'm just I'll mention this for listeners of my Stop the Presses show and also readers of American Free Press and AmericanFreePress.net. Not only am I working on a story that's going to come out explaining where Bilderberg is at, it looks like it could be, if not really, really dormant, it could be on the verge of folding, which is interesting. We're not sure yet. So that's one juicy item. Another thing is we've all heard so far about like Krispy Kreme donuts and hamburgers being awarded to those that take the COVID backs, but it's getting even crazier. And I've been making some calls, and I'll be making more phone calls, and we'll discuss it in future RBN shows around your show and mine. But now Vegas strip clubs are offering lap dances to those that take the jab.
Get out of here.
And other perks like memberships and free drinks and marijuana, because they in Nevada, weed is pretty much legal now.
Also, down
the laundry list, South Texas media here at the Entravision/Fox South Texas station on Jackson Road in McAllen, Texas, down here down south of the McAllen area in Hidalgo County, a media station, as I understand it, I heard it on a radio ad, is having a vax clinic. So the media, besides being a cheerleader, an endless shameless cheerleader for the COVID jabs, is now actually hosting, not just promoting, but hosting a jab clinic, an injection clinic.
I don't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, they've gone off the deep end with this thing.
Yeah, I'm calling it COVID insanity. And then there's indications that soldiers in Dallas County, Texas, are literally doing jabs on wheels or injections on wheels showing up in their army fatigue green uniforms, roaming the streets, delivering jabs to anybody that calls them. And I'm not sure that it doesn't possibly include, it may, in fact, it may include giving jabs to those that did not call ahead of time. This is something I'm working on verifying right now. And keep in mind, the backdrop to the soldiers evidently doing this is that Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, dropped the masking mandate back in March, and in mid-May this month issued an executive order that seemed to defang and take a lot of powers away from local governments for enforcing the masking and the other COVID restrictions and mandates. And so even while Texas appears to be becoming the land of freedom, maybe not quite as good as Florida, on the other hand, we see things like these soldiers up in Dallas County. And then up in Amarillo, further north in the panhandle, there's still a decree posted on the county website in the Amarillo area, covering more than one county, I think. And this decree says that if you test positive, you basically don't have any freedom anymore. And you have to report to them and be kept at home. And if you don't stay home, they'll take you somewhere against your will. I am not making this up. And unless they just didn't get the memo out of Austin and they have some old edict posted that they forgot to take down, unless that's the case, then this is just another example of the craziness. And lastly, and this one was mentioned yesterday when you were on my show, Ron, a six-month-old, not six-year-old, six-month-old babies are undergoing the Pfizer COVID vax or COVID injection trials at Stanford University. 6 months old.
Yeah.
And one last comment. Pfizer, recall, was the one out of the three emergency-approved so-called vaccines in America, it was the one out of the three that had the most side effects, the blood clots, which can be fatal. So that being said, and this is just a sampling of total COVID craziness amid the tyranny that you're already talking about today, Ron.
Yes, yes. Well, we've got a caller. Let's see what James from Vancouver says.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, James. Sir, good afternoon. I think the only science we got here, gentlemen, is the science of depopulation.
I tend to agree with you. Yes. I think that's what's happening. And,
now, up here, we can't eat in restaurants anymore. We got to eat in the parking lot. And this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to shame us. This is what you've been talking about in this last hour here. This is the technique they use to shame us into doing what they want us to do, you see.
That's right, because if you don't do it, you're not helping the planet get rid of this disease, and you're causing harm to all those that are trying to do the right thing for the country and this and that. And it's all just garbage to cover up the fact that they don't have authority to do any of that stuff to start with.
And inventing rhetoric like super spreader. Who's ever heard of that in your right mind?
I did. I saw that in the article. You tell me what super spreader is. That's crazy.
Well, it's I know. And for me, they're a bunch of super spreaders of BS. That'll be, that's super spreading for you.
That's manure. Right. I smell it. It's strong.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, James. Thanks for calling. Well,
Ron, I'll note that I got some, a super spreader. I can imagine the manure spreader being dragged down the road by the horrible
CDC tractors dragging it through the street.
Yeah, or the deplorable Canadian government having the audacity, daring to imprison its own people in so many ways. There's more than rumors of facilities where people can be taken if they can't stay home, if they're deemed to be a potential or real super spreader. And, you know, it bears repeating that your mucosa, your saliva doesn't, you know, germs are affected when they hit your mucosa. Your saliva and the enzymes in it are meant to break down things. It doesn't strengthen or enable germs to become more virulent or more easily spread around. Your body is meant to kill and denature those things. Healthy people are not super spreaders. I defy anyone to prove they are. I defy them to prove it.
Super. Well, hang on. We'll be right back after this word.
Oh.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
That's right. It's all right as long as you're in his hand. Well, well, we have another caller, Sherry from Kansas. What do you have to say?
Yeah, quickly. Mark, that was a very good analogy you just said. I've never seen an antique manure spreader, but that would be a good, you know, that would be a good for the AFP cartoons that they have in the letters to the editor section. But Steve Elkins made a good analogy or a good statement last night on John's show. Said that, and, you know, I noticed this at the Kroger's grocery stores up here in Kansas, is they would let people wear they made their employees wear masks, but they let them get by with having their nose above the mask. And yet, when they test you, I hear, because I will not submit to the test, they stick that thing way up your nose.
No way. Yeah, that's
so. That's all I had. Thanks, guys.
All right, Sherry. Thanks for calling. Yeah, Mark. That's. I wanted to make one final point about all of this too. That it was brought up by James. If this was simply a population depopulation program and COVID was real, they wouldn't be pushing these vaccines because the people would die from this COVID, right? And that's what it's all supposed to be about. So then the COVID is not dangerous, and we know really that's the case. It's not really that dangerous. 99% of the people recover from it. Next thing is, I believe that the real purpose of this stuff is to condition society to think that it has to do what government says for the health of the world in order to enter society. So they are in complete control of you at all times. So I think we may have something else coming up. I see Julie's typing frantically away here. Let's see what comes up here.
I don't have much to add, Ron. Yeah, I think we pretty much summed it up.
Okay.
I can mention that Trump advisor Michael Flynn came out and said the COVID-19 pandemic was fabricated.
Who said that?
Former Trump advisor Michael Flynn. COVID pandemic was fabricated, he said, to distract from the 2020 election, but he still said the pandemic was fabricated.
Yes. Well, I believe the whole thing is fabricated, too. It's just another one of these events to condition people to think that they have to be doing things in order to enter society. Let me tell you, we are created in the image of God and put into the world in which God created. You think he could make us satisfactory? Okay,
good stuff, Ron. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you Thursday.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.